views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Finally, a light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness.
This week, you'll be hearing from guest host Mara Williams. Mara is one of America's leading experts on tick-borne diseases, a healthcare provider of almost 35 years. Mara is a board-certified adult nurse practitioner, energetic healer, sought-after speaker, and author of Nature's Dirty Needle. Now here's your guest host, Mara Williams.
Hi, welcome to Limelight Radio. This is Mara Williams, and I am planning on having Constance Finley on the radio show today. So I would like to talk a little bit about Constance. She is the founder and CEO of Constance Pure Botanical Extracts, a medicinal cannabis collective that manufactures and distributes what is broadly recognized as the highest quality cannabis extracts made today. Trained as a clinical psychologist, she taught Jungian psychology and worked as a child and family therapist. She switched course to secure extensive graduate training in tax, accounting, and finance. She managed money for wealthy individuals and then founded a company pioneering the use of tax credits to house the working poor for corporate equity investments. At 44, a severe and lifelong autoimmune condition brought Constance's career to a halt. After 10 years of being housebound and incorrectly diagnosed, she found incremental relief through vaporizing cannabis. That led her to found the collective that is Constance Pure Botanical Extracts in 2008. Her original vision of an old-fashioned herbal apothecary is realized in CPBE's multiple strains of both THC and CBD cannabis extracts. The company is a pioneer in improving and professionalizing the extraction of standardized cannabis oil from multiple and consistently available strains. CPBE's formerly trained staff coach and support patients who are primarily referred by oncologists, rheumatologists, neurologists, and other healthcare practitioners. A leader in the medicinal cannabis therapeutics industry, Constance and her collective increases access and education to those in need of the highest quality cannabis therapeutics. So today we are going to be talking about the ancient methodologies that are emerging. So over the past decade, there have been significant advances in the field of cannabis research, its legalization, and its use as a medicine. The plant produces over 60 different compounds called cannabinoids. The best known of these are THC and CBD. Their biological effects are as diverse as the rules governing them from country to country or state to state. Their study and usage covers a wide range of ages, diseases, and biological targets, from cancer to diabetes to insomnia. In this interview, Constance will discuss the past, present, and exciting future of emerging cannabis therapeutics. So while we are waiting for Constance to show up, I want to share with you my time that I have spent with her. I have gotten to know her. She has become a good friend of mine. And we have been talking a lot about using her blends for the treatment of Lyme disease and co-infections. Constance has been focusing her time up until now on treating cancers, which she has known about for years and years. Now in the chronic illness field, Constance has begun just recently looking into using her knowledge and expertise in the blending of different strains for the use of treatment with Lyme disease and co-infections. I am so excited about this. It has been a year of knowing her that I have been encouraging her to begin doing this work. So I expect in the next 6 months to a year that we will begin to have true treatment for Lyme disease and co-infections using blends of cannabis oils. I'm really excited about this. I have seen oils help people with their pain. I have seen them heal from cancer, and I have heard numerous stories from Constance. So the goal is that we will begin to use these oils in the treatment of Lyme and co-infections and add them to the long list of herbals and other fantastic integrative treatments that are currently available, like ozone and silver and the medicinal herbs. As a practitioner, I use a lot of Buhner's herbs. Stephen Buhner is one of my heroes, and I love using his herbs because you can take one herb at a time and know which ones are going to affect you and which ones aren't. So he talks about the bacteria and the bugs in a way that really makes a lot of sense to me, since I've spent years working with Lyme disease patients. He talks about the bacteria as sentient beings, saying that they've been around for 3.5 billion years and that they're not going anywhere. So when we have an attitude of, I want to kill these bugs, they fight back. So the best way to work with them is to become friends with them. And I know that that's a really, really, really different concept for everyone. But if you can wrap your head around it, it's a great way. You know, these bugs are a part of the internal part of your body. And by working with them and talking with them and asking them to treat you more kindly, you may find that you start to feel better. It's similar to what the Indians would do when they needed to feed their tribe. And they would ask Great Spirit to bring them an animal to feed their tribe. And a deer or an elk or some other animal would present themselves for the tribe, and the tribe would bless that animal. So Stephen says that bacteria do the same thing, that when it's time, when they have too many of their kind in a host, then some of them will sacrifice themselves for the highest good of the rest of the community. So I think it's a really good idea to sit with this concept and think about it for a little bit. And maybe things will get better for you if you can work with this in this way. So we are going to go to commercial in just a minute. And when we come back, we hopefully will talk with Constance. And if not, we'll talk a bit more about Stephen Buhner's protocol.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
To laugh, we used to cry, we used to bow.
Welcome back, Mara.
Thank you. Hi, this is Mara Williams with Limelight Radio, and I am really apologizing for the fact that we couldn't get Constance on right away. She's not feeling well, but she is still going to come on and talk with us, so she should be with us in a few minutes. So in the meantime, I wanted to share a little bit about decreasing inflammation with the use of Stephen Buhner herbs. The two primary ones that I use to stop the cascade of cytokines that causes the tremendous inflammation with these infections are cordyceps and Chinese skullcap. Also Japanese knotweed. Constance, hi. Constance, you there?
Hi, Mara.
Hi. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. People are so excited about this show. I'm just thrilled you could make it.
I'm so sorry for the mix-up, and here I am. I wouldn't miss it.
Yay. Well, I did the introduction before you got on, and I talked about everything that you've done up until now. So you were going to discuss the past, present, and future of emerging cannabis therapeutics. So where would you like to begin?
Well, if you can help orient me, I have a severe cold and flu.
Okay.
Do as much as you can. I'm really foggy.
Okay, that's fine. We can do that. There were some questions from people. They were really interested. One was interested in knowing if your oils can be used with children.
Yes, we can talk about that for sure.
Okay. And the other thing was, you know, how do you mix all these different strains, and how do you determine which particular blend of which cannabinoids works for which problem?
Gotcha. I would love to talk about that.
Okay, you want to start there?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, all right.
Are we on now?
We are.
Okay. The original notion that I had of learning to work with strains and having an apothecary, like I imagined about 25 different spigots of CBD and THC, and within those different like levels of indicas and sativas. But even more importantly, trying to get down to which of these medicines, you know, which of the strains and which of the cannabinoids really reach individuals and diseases, and see if we could figure out that profile from just working with people.
And?
So, yeah, what happened, a very serendipitous occurrence happened, and it's also a pretty interesting story. When I first started working with cancer patients, as opposed to just myself and a few other little things that people had asked me about, we dove right into glioblastoma, two patients that had no time left to live. And So I went and met with them, with Sean McAllister, who's the researcher at CPMC in San Francisco. And his work is foremost in the world and in the U.S. in triple-negative breast cancer and glioblastoma, and working with a strain of THC and CBD. That's legal because GW Pharmaceuticals makes something called Sativex in Britain that we can access for research here. It's not considered to be as effective as the whole plant, but it is the best thing that he could get his hands on. So he used a one-to-one ratio that they were testing against glio and triple negative. And what they found is that it was effective, highly effective, and they found that the CBD would kill 40% of the autoimmune regulators that would proliferate the cancer, and THC killed 60%.
Wow.
So I tried to emulate him. We said, okay, you're the first person I know of raising CBD, he said, so we're going to take half of your CBD and half of your THC and work with it that way. There were no tests yet, Mara, that there were no labs that could test cannabis oil. They were just beginning, really, to test bud. So I did a one-to-one blend, and what happened is that people started living. And so many people that weren't supposed to live, as stage 4 cancer and second occurrence and not responding to other medicines, their doctors started flooding me with people because this ratio worked. When we were able to get to the labs, what we found is that we had done a 4-to-1 because there was a lot of THC in the CBD and vice versa, and what it worked out to be was 4-to-1. And so we have stuck with that because it was the most effective thing against late-stage cancers that most people have seen.
4 CBD and 1 THC, or the reverse?
The reverse. The reverse.
Okay. So
heavy
THC.
Yes. Okay. That strain, we've become kind of famous for that strain. Most of the people in Northern California are copying it, and because it is highly effective. And we are also trying to follow, because that's what we're all about here, is the science and cutting-edge stuff. And so people at Project CBD, and we have written to Sean McAllister, the scientist, as well, and we get information back that says that the reverse ratio maybe should be as effective. So...
Wow.
When we have the opportunity to work with that, we're trying to see if it is, but we can't put people's lives at risk. I mean, obviously, it's kind of a dilemma.
Right. And what other cancers? Well, before I ask that question, I just want to clarify for the audience that a glioblastoma is a very, very serious brain tumor, and it typically is a death sentence for somebody. So for what Constance is saying right now is that these blends are healing people with this cancer. That's incredible. So I had to interject that. I wanted to know how incredible what you are talking about is.
Thank you. Yeah, it's so awesome that our last glioblastoma patients, some of them are physicians themselves. The average diagnosis time, I think the prognosis is about 12 to 18 months generally. And we've worked with so many people that have stayed alive a long time and some that are still living. So we're really, really happy about that serendipitous mistake. And it led us to, we got so famous for cancer, Mara, that it was until a doctor that I know is a good friend of yours and colleague, Dr. Wayne Anderson, started knocking down my door, that we started looking at what else could be done and what might else work. And interestingly enough, the Lyme patients that he brought us, and he only brought us the Lyme patients that were not responding. You know, they were beyond being treated, basically. It was like, could cannabis oil bring these people around? So what we found is the 4-to-1 did the best job for most of the people. We're able to shift it, and with Lyme, you're not talking about death in 3 to 6 months, so we have some opportunity and luxury. And we always start with a high CBD ratio in case we get lucky, and that way there's very little interference with people's other aspects of their life. But most of the time, serious pain, serious problems like with Lyme and cancer requires a THC and a healthy dose of it. We find that some of the strains work better with some people, and some of the strains work better with some diseases and symptoms.
So for the cancers, do you change the blend at all for different cancers?
No, except for there are two that there's very early research that suggests that there may be, that THC may in some instances in mouse studies increase. And so in those two, we are extraordinarily careful about that and monitor it and work with the oncologist, even if they didn't come to us through the oncologist.
Okay. And then with the THC, obviously, it impacts their cognition. How long does it take them in using these blends to have that not be a problem anymore?
Well, the attenuation occurs pretty rapidly, and I think it's an interesting thing. If you look at our experience with dogs who were dying of cancer, and we've been able, lucky enough, to save maybe about 20 dogs by now and a couple of cats, cannabis has saved them, obviously. What we find in the dogs is about 3 to 4 days of heavy effect, and then boom. You know, they bounce back, and you almost wouldn't know they were on anything. And that's the point that we can increase it. And that's the same also with humans. It's just that humans tell themselves so much more about every experience that it took us a lot longer to figure out everything. And we have to listen to the person's experience, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I knew. I used to work in hospice, and we would, you know, increase a person's morphine dose, and it would take 4 or 5 days, and then their brain would come back completely. So it's kind of the same thing?
It's very close, Mara, really okay. Close. The people that have had the most difficult time with it, who really just, you know, would throw up, would just hate it, those people almost always have got it by a month.
Okay,
that's
so it just takes them a little
range.
Bit longer, but they do adjust.
That's exactly right, because of our own internal cannabinoid system, right?
Yep. And is that also true for symptoms of anxiety, rapid heartbeat, chest pain, or tightness when using cannabis?
It is.
Will it'll pass as well?
That's a really good point, because novice users are hit with tachycardia, rapid heartbeat. They're hit with paranoia a lot of times. And if they've taken too much of it, especially in the form of an edible, that's where most people get into trouble. They eat this cookie that tastes good and they keep eating it. And so those people can be nauseous. They can really feel like they're going to die. And a lot of people go to the emergency room thinking that they have taken something bad for themselves. And the emergency room says, sorry, there's nothing we can do. It's time and you're fine. It, as awful as it is, there's no harm that comes except for the temporary extreme discomfort.
So that all of these things do get easier at times. So if you up the dose, do they go through the same thing again? Or is it less so because they've got it in their body already?
It is kind of like, yeah, you've got it. You've got the idea that it becomes easier and easier. And also they develop their history and make friends with the medicine and understand,
yes,
like, oops, that was just a little too much. I'll be a little careful next night, you know?
I love that you just said that. Before you came on the radio, I was talking about making friends with the bacteria, with the bugs that people have, instead of hating them and wanting to kill them. And it was serendipitous that you just said that. That's beautiful.
That's lovely.
Making friends with it. It's a really good thing to do.
Yeah.
So could you talk just, well, I think we'll wait until after commercial to talk about kids. But is there anything more you want to add to you know, what could people expect if they came to you and they started treatment with you? What could they expect in terms of symptoms that you've been addressing just now? How could they, you know, what could they expect so they're not as nervous or anxious about it?
Sure. Well, I think that's one of the reasons that we're really helpful and successful with people is, you know, I came from a background of being a master's level clinical psychologist, and then I went into business. And I found when talking with those first 100 patients or so, which was just me, all of us were pretty afraid about, you know, getting high and that kind of stuff. So we have put a formal coaching staff in place. They're trained in science and in herbology and in clinically relating to people with this. And I think that helps people a lot, so that I would like people to understand that they can come to us unprepared. You know, they can say, I know I need this medicine, I'm scared about it, I don't know if I can get it where I live, and we can talk them through that process. Also, our website now has tons of information and can get you, you know, a lot of the frequently asked questions. But basically, what happens is you call us or email us, and one of our clinical herbologists call you back and talk with you about your situation and what you're doing and what you'd like to do and any legal ramifications and any pragmatics that we have to deal with. And then generally we either deliver anywhere in the state of California or people come here to us. And people do come to us from out of state. Quite a lot of people legally come to us and get a California recommendation, and we are able to help them. So then we meet with them, go over it all, give them written instructions, talk about the process. They go off, start the program, and they have access to us as needed.
That's great. That includes a driver's license or some form of picture ID, correct?
Yes.
As well getting a card.
They would have to have a California recommendation in order to deal with us, but we can help them figure out how to do that.
Okay, we're going to go to break now, Constance, and we'll be right back with Constance and more information.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hi, this is Mara Williams, and we're with Limelight Radio, and we're back with Constance Finley, expert in CBD and cannabis oils. Hi, we're back. So we were going to talk about kids now, Constance. and how this might affect their development if they needed to use these oils. Could you address some of those concerns? Constance?
Interesting email. Yes. Are you there?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. You just read it?
Yeah, we did. And you reminded me of it. That there was some questions from a mother about that some doctors had said there was brain shrinkage with using cannabis oil. This is the first I've ever heard of this. And since we're dealing with, you know, the foremost research in the world, every single day as it's released comes through here, and we're paying attention and talking even often to the people who are doing the research, I really am skeptical about this. I don't know what the mechanism would be. You know, like, how would it do that?
I don't know. I think it's an interesting thing that a doctor broached with this mother. That this might be a problem.
We have heard such outrageous things. You know, I mean, all of us here probably listening to this have a lot of consciousness expansion and various efforts that we made on part of ourselves after getting sick and dealing with real difficult situations that opened us up. But that isn't true of the entire world. And a lot of times I hear just utter nonsense about cannabis, and it's prohibition directed and reinforced. And an interesting thing, too, Mara, that we found is that since I have been working with these super potent oils for a long time, since I started making them in 2009, we often were thinking that we would find side effects or drug interactions. And so each time a doctor thought that it was cannabis causing something, we always took it very, very seriously and went all the way through to knowing whether or not it was the cannabis. And I have to tell you, I don't want to sound ridiculous, but only in one instance in 5 years has it been the cannabis.
Well,
so it doesn't tend to cause odd things because it's, you know, we have the system in our body that does the same thing to us that it does.
That's and it's a plant. Plants and humans have marvelous interaction. So it makes total sense to me.
Well, and in our system, in the terms of cannabis and us, we have a unique synergy because we have found the endocannabinoid system was discovered in the 80s. And what it means is that our neurotransmitters are an endocannabinoid system with thousands and thousands of sites, maybe even millions, throughout our body. They're most heavily in the brain and in the gut and in neural pathways. And so what we do in our bodies with anandamide, THC does from the plant. So the effect will be bigger coming outside our body, but it is exactly the same physiological and regulating mechanism. That's one of the reasons I trust this plant enough and that other people have trusted this plant enough to even work with children. Which is one of the other questions, the other part of that question.
Yeah. So is this something, it sounds like with the gut-brain connection and the neurotransmitters that this interacts with, that just simple chronic problems like irritable bowel syndrome or chronic diarrhea or any of those leaky gut, this might be beneficial for that as well?
It's extraordinarily helpful for IBD and IBS and Crohn's. It's been shown to be super efficacious against Crohn's, which is the same genetic problem as the disease I have, ankylosing spondylitis. It can be incredibly helpful and is. It upregulates but doesn't suppress or artificially manipulate so many of our systems, our cardiovascular system, our metabolic regulation system. The Chinese government, I have met the professor who is running the Chinese government's program where they are putting billions of dollars into CBD because they know from their research that CBD completely cures their diabetes type 1, and their diabetes type 1 problem in China is bigger than their military budget in financial terms.
Wow.
So where you would expect to see great prejudice, instead you are seeing incredible resources put to effect. My blood pressure is 40 points lower than it was when I first started taking this oil. So, you know, so many of our systems are upregulated, and that's why it might sound like it's a panacea. It isn't. It doesn't work all the time for anybody in anything, but it is highly effective medicine across a broad span of symptoms and malfunctioning in us. Yeah. And we postulate that it's because our endocannabinoid systems have become defective. Therefore, this plant medicine brings us back into balance.
Wow. Would it also modulate the immune system?
Oh, absolutely. Very powerfully.
And inflammatory pathways.
Yes, anti-inflammatory, both THC and CBD are highly anti-inflammatory and from multiple pathways. They don't duplicate each other. There is actually an acid. I was in Oregon yesterday talking with amazing growers because Oregon's going legal. And they were showing me some of their assays from their labs, and we're looking at some of the acids that can be used almost identically to OxyContin without the OxyContin problem. And NIH says, first and best use of cannabis, get people off OxyContin. So
I think that would apply to any narcotic, not
yeah.
just OxyContin. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just that the epidemic in overprescription.
Yes.
I heard NIH director talking about the, I think it's 25,000 times the same amount of deaths, accidental deaths, in like 4 or 5 years. I mean, it's really truly an epidemic. And so that's why people are heading it in that direction.
Well, there's also, I understand, research that shows that long-term opioids don't do anything for anybody but harm their bodies. So,
yeah.
you know, destroy the liver so the liver can't detox, just that in and of itself, not even considering the infections process and what the bugs do to the liver, just the opioids can do enough to make the liver not function properly.
It's amazing. We've had some really remarkable experiences, and one of them was with a 19-year-old that was also treated at the clinic where you were, Mara, and she came to me through my own personal physician. She was on so much morphine and Ativan that she cannot remember meeting me to this day. She spent about 4 hours in my living room. It was an unusual day. Her parents carried her up, and her sister had died of opiate overdose from treating her Lyme condition. So they both had Lyme, and this is the last daughter. We put that, I mean, I say child because she was so vulnerable and young. She's 19. But we put her on a drop of cannabis oil, and she took one that Friday afternoon. Her parents emailed me on Saturday night, and they said, she's just gotten up for the first time. What do we do? And I said, you know, give her some water, walk around, help her eliminate, go back to bed, more oil. And on Monday morning, I got an email with huge capitals, up, walking, no pain.
Wow.
that caught a lot of you doctors' attention at Gordon Medical.
I did. It definitely did. I remember talking to you about that. You got on the phone with us at a practitioner's meeting after that event.
Yes, that's right. Wayne
yeah.
beat down my door. I was too busy to call him back, and so he just came on over and said, you have to talk to me.
Well,
so we did.
Know, I'm at a new clinic now, and the DO who is there, Sean Devlin, is very much into medical cannabis, and he has a thriving practice in Grass Valley here. And he was the one that shared the story
Sean.
About opioids with me.
His
goal is to get everybody off of them, and if they have pain, get them on the cannabis. You know, that's just the way it is.
I think it's the future of addiction treatment. I mean, I have friends who are psychologists, and I'm telling them, if you don't start it this year, somebody will. And we really respect Sean Devlin's work, and we're so happy that you're joining him. Just amazing. We've had the good opportunity to work with him a bit in the past, and I want to do it a lot more as well as with you.
Yes, this is going to be a great time. So anything more about children that you'd like to talk about? We're going to go to break in a couple of minutes. Anything about kids?
Let me just tell you briefly a little bit. The Stanley brothers in Colorado have become famous for treating epileptics kids, Dravet syndrome, kids with, 200 seizures a day. The main issue is they're going to die. The next seizure could kill them. And the Stanley brothers have done some good work. They have taken Northern California genetics, which are called ACDC in our collective and in all others, and they call it Charlotte's Web. And that's my only beef with the Stanley brothers. I've worked with that medicine longer than they have, and we are happy to work with epileptic patients here. We have long-term experience with CBD. We hear from most of the parents that do come to us, this isn't our specialty, but we have some people that have come. They know that even their infants need, you know, or toddlers need THC generally to cope with the seizure disorder. And I just always want to correct misstatements and facts out there. So I want to use this opportunity to say that most seizure disorders, even in little kids, require some THC. You will find the parents telling you that when they can really talk openly. And the under 5 years old, I was a child psychologist when I was young.
Time to go to break, Constance. Sorry to interrupt. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hi, we're back with Limelight Radio. This is Mara Williams, and we are speaking with Constance Finley today about cannabinoids and blends. So welcome back, Constance.
Hi, Mara. Happy
Hi.
To be back.
Well, we are going to spend this last segment of the show talking about the future of Lyme disease and treating Lyme and the tons of co-infections that come with it. So tell us what you're doing. I know you're starting to work with it.
We are. We have, for a couple of years, worked with a clinic who has been trying to treat the most intractable symptoms with cannabis oil so that they could get in and treat better. And that has been a lot of my interest, was seeing it be so effective. We, an informal guess, all this is being formalized, but I think about 70% of the people that really were close to suicide often because of the intractable symptoms really got significant help. So that has been like on my burner. The cancer patients, you know, there's so much cancer in the world now, and we became so well known for it that we are really kind of always besieged by cancer patients. And I've been trying to get us the time and the focus and the attention scientifically to look at what can we be doing here. No one's really addressing Lyme for so many reasons, which you are so much more aware of than I am. But the conventional community really steps aside from it, and I think it's very likely that this plant has a lot to offer. So the disease is much more like my disease that I've been treating with it and how this whole collective started, where that you have multiple symptoms, they wax and they wane. You don't always know if this is part of your disease or part of something else. It's long-term, chronic, with layers of illness that come on top from both the inflammatory process and, you know, the fungal process, all that stuff, the viral, as well as the medicines that are getting given to you, which weaken you and weaken you. So I really would like to do something here if cannabis wants to speak up, and I think she does. We have found a university lab that this very week is testing our multiple strains and ratios against Lyme spirochetes in vitro. And
wow.
We are super happy about that. Yes, we will actually get to know.
Oh my gosh, that is, you're giving me chills just thinking about it. It's so, thank you for sharing that. It's so exciting, Constance.
It really is. And what it will do is open up dollars, you know, for sympathetic people as Lyme. It seems to me, and Mari, tell me if it's true, but it seems like it's growing like exponentially at this point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's becoming more endemic and more epidemic day by day, really.
Yeah. Spread across the world. No more isolation and all that.
Yeah. No, it's everywhere. It's on every continent. So even Antarctica, they found ticks with Lyme in it.
All right. Well, that's the point. Yes. So what we know about cannabis is it's very antiviral. It's antifungal. It's more antibacterial than anything except conventional antibiotics made in laboratories, and it's close to them. So there would be, you know, it's anti-inflammatory from the two pathways. It is serotonin enhancing, really, really helpful with the depressive issues. And by orchestrating when Lyme patients access the various strains and different cannabinoids, we can help them go through the day, go through the fog, for instance, brain fog, CBD. So we have a 72% AC/DC oil that I was telling you earlier. We could call it Charlotte's Web, but its name was AC/DC before that. So we call it AC/DC. And you can have two or three hits of that from a vapor pen. And I have friends who've passed the bar, friends who are psychologists now, that were ADHD, that couldn't study, that couldn't do that. So we can help Lyme fog as well.
It would seem like insomnia would fit in there too as well, right?
Oh, hugely. That's the number one way cannabis has changed my life, is with my disease. I have been a lifelong insomniac since I was 6. Staying asleep is super problematic because of some of the worst pain you can imagine. Cannabis allows me to sleep, which allows me to not deal with that pain for 7 or 8 hours, and it allows me to function. Probably 50% of the battle is won because I can sleep.
Wow. So the same mechanism with the serotonin. I mean, just I heard serotonin, and I thought, oh, people will sleep good.
Yes. Well, if you do CBD during the day, you achieve focus, serotonin enhancement. It's a very subtle thing where that for me, and I'm kind of skeptical, so I had to try it several times before I understood. Yes, indeed. About 5 to 6 minutes after smoking CBD, I go, wow, why am I in such a good mood? This is a really great day all of a sudden. No big deal, no mania, just mild happiness, which the world could use a whole lot of in my estimation.
Yes.
Then as you move towards the afternoon, your pain level might be going up because of activity or inactivity, whatever brings it on in you, then we add in a little more THC. We go to a blend that instead of 72% CBD and 3% THC, might be 22% THC and 44% CBD. Then even at dinner time, you could take your oil. You could ingest it so that you know within 2 hours you're going to sleep like a baby.
Wow.
Get up in the morning, you can use Focus again if it's helpful.
Sleep is so healing. Just that could change millions of lives.
That's what I think. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're also working, Mara, with adding in some other scientifically informed herb combinations that will naturally enhance sleep as well.
Great. So can you add other herbs that have anti-inflammatory properties like cordyceps or Japanese knotweed too? I mean, you could mix these because they're all plants.
Theoretically, we could. Absolutely. And we're working with other cutting edge people in the field of mushrooms and other areas to say, let's make some of this stuff. Let's find out where there's synergy across species lines.
So we're right, really, literally at the cutting edge and about to explode into a new way of helping people recover and heal.
I kept saying I was so lucky in March. We got to talk at California Nightlife in San Francisco for the first time ever about cannabis at the Science Museum. And we spoke to a standing room only crowd and they want us to come back. And then I got to fly to South by Southwest and talk in the Interactive Business Division with Canadian scientists about cannabis. And then to Integrated Conference 2015, which used to be called Cancer Now Summit, where we got standing ovations from the other doctors as well as the participants. And each time I finish those talks, I want to remember to say there's some takeaway points. And one of them is that the future of medicine is whole plant-based medicine.
Yes.
It's not the past. It's the future.
It is the future. Absolutely. Because the plants adapt to each situation. They continually adapt. So
they have so much
I agree with you 100%. Okay. So any one more take-home point, and then I'm going to give them your website.
Awesome. So another take-home point, and please listen to this, you guys. CBD from cannabis flowers, not CBD from hemp. Hemp CBD is not optimal. It's being promoted because they're getting around the federal laws, and there's a lot of money in hemp.
Okay.
If you want CBD for medicinal purposes, use cannabis flowers.
Perfect. So with that, thank you so much, Constance. You can contact Constance at info@cbdfarm.org and her website at www.cbdfarm.org. And I would like to again give you my website, www.marawilliams.net. And also please check out Inanna House at inannahouse.org. And with that, Constance, I'm just so thankful that you came on the show and shared your passion and your wisdom and given a lot of people who are listening today a lot of hope for a future of health. I see that happening with what you're doing, and it just gives me chills all over.
Thank you
to think
so
about
much,
the possibilities.
Mara. You're such a positive force, and thank you so much for joining with us and hosting us. We would love to talk to anyone. Please come to our website, email us, and we'd love to help.
Great. And with that, I thank everyone for listening. Please join me in 2 weeks and Katina next week. This is a great show, and we have some wonderful people coming up. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me, please. Pure and
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.